Here's the thing about adventure. It's never going to come knocking on your door. You got to get out there and track it down. And there's no better way to find it than behind the wheel of a 2024 Toyota Tacoma. With trail-hungry power, legendary capability, and head-turning style, the Tacoma is not for the sedentary. 326 horsepower, 465 pound-feet of torque. And with all the toughness you could ask for, the Toyota Tacoma is the adventure you've been missing. Toyota, let's go places.
The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is proud to present Sharks Instant Replay. Highlights from the most recent San Jose Sharks game.
It's time for the Sharks Instant Replay of a spectacular 8-5 victory at home at SAP Center at San Jose against the visiting Seattle Kraken. 14,795 fans were in attendance today, and here is how the game happened. It started early. The San Jose Sharks and the Kraken, typical afternoon contest when a lot of goals sometimes go in. And at 2:07 of the first period, it was time for Timothy Liljegren to get one. Inside Kraken territory, new combination comes on the ice. Ferraro and Liljegren for San Jose on defense. Up front, it's Wennberg along with Toffoli and Luke Cunning. Wennberg digs it free, feeds Toffoli behind the net, feeds it over near side, shot, score! Tim Liljegren gets that pass from Tyler Toffoli. He saw Toffoli behind the net, and he started breaking in from the point. The perfect pass got to the top of the circle, and he lets one go up top. Timothy Liljegren makes it 1-0 Sharks, and for Liljegren, that is his third goal of the season. Great goal by Liljegren, Toffoli and Wennberg assisting, but 56 seconds later, it would be 1-1, as Oliver Bjorkstrand, always a thorn in the side in big moments, took a pass from Eli Tolvanen and snapped in his sixth of the year at 3:03 to tie the game at 1. Here comes the Kraken down the right wing. Oliver Bjorkstrand's wrist shot at the circle went high and wide. Bjorkstrand back behind the net. There's Granlin right back into it, taking a hard hit, bouncing it up the boards, and Will Smith lost it. Oh, in front they score! Will Smith lost the puck. Bjorkstrand was underneath the D. The pass went right on the tape, and he put it up top on Vanecek, and it's 1-1 just as quickly as that. Then it was 2-1 suddenly. With 3:35 to go in the period, Klim Kostin got one. So Liljegren hustled at the left boards. Final seconds of the power play. Zetterlin took a drop, moves in, tried the shot, blocked by Evans. Eklund, now Zetterlin, one-time shot, save made, rebound, score! Klim Kostin, right place, right time, right move. Zetterlin got that shot. It was a great save by Grubauer, but the rebound popped out. Klim Kostin gets it and makes it a 2-1 Sharks lead. Nice goal by Kostin, his first of the season, assisted by Fabian Zetterlin and William Eklund. But unfortunately, that 2-1 Sharks lead only lasted 33 seconds, as again, for a second time in the period, it would be Seattle coming back. On a faceoff, Chandler Stephenson poked the puck forward toward the net. Everybody kind of converged to the middle of the circle to the right side of the goal, and he found himself with the puck all by himself in front of the net, and he was able to deke the puck and put it through the wickets against Vitek Vanecek for his second of the year. Jaden Schwartz got an assist because he poked at the puck, but that was all Stephenson, and it was 2-2 near the end of the first period. But unfortunately, finally, the Sharks were getting into trouble with penalties, and four of the six defensemen took penalty calls tonight. One of them was in the box, Cody Ceci at 18:48 for slashing, and Shane Wright scored his first of two power play goals in the game, his third goal of the season from Bjorkstrand and Stephenson. So at the end of the first period, it was Seattle 3 and the Sharks 2. But then the energetic youth stepped up again, working with some experienced veterans. It would be Mikhail Granlund making a defensive play, getting it to Will Smith, and what a great goal this was. And so it's poked back to center, but Granlund's back defensively, leads it up ice. Here comes Will Smith moving in, shooting it, score! First the back check by Granlund, and then the vision by Mikhail Granlund, and then the zone entry by Will Smith, and then the shot by Will Smith. Will Smith ties it up 3-3 at 2:32 of the second period. And how do you like that chemistry, folks? It looks pretty good. Will Smith and Mikhail Granlund look really good together, and that was a great exchange of plays. Smith's fourth from Granlund at 2:45 made it a 3-3 game. Then power play goal again for Seattle.
Power play goal again for Shane Wright. His second goal of the game, both on the man advantage. This one is fourth of a season from Stevenson and from Evans. So at that point, just about halfway through the game, Chandler Stevenson had 3 points for the Seattle Kraken. But less than a minute, well, actually a minute and 4 seconds later, it would be Jake Walman getting his first of two to tie the game again. Brandon Tanev on the left side. Nice defensive seal there by Celebrini, who checked him off the puck, then steals it, then passes ahead. Eklund drops it back. Shot, score! Redemption for Jake Walman. Celebrini made that whole play work with the defensive play in the neutral zone, but then the tip backwards by Eklund, and Jake Walman, who was in the box when Wright just scored that power play goal, blasted it past Grubauer, and the Sharks are even 4-4. Jake Walman had a double minor for high sticking, and he was in the penalty box when Wright scored that second power play goal, as you heard. But the redemption was scoring that goal, a brilliant booming blast at 98.9 miles per hour, the fastest shot by any Shark so far this season. And how about the defensive play by Celebrini on that play, Jamal, as he got the whole thing started, ended up with the second assist, but Eklund a big part of it too with a nice pass.
Yeah, you know, Macklin does so many things away from the puck that are impressive, but his puck battle retrieval is number one in the entire National Hockey League. Another example of how he can turn what looks like nothing into something because he's in the right position defensively. Wins a battle along the boards, creates a nice play on the entry, a broken play, and as Jake Walman reminded us, they want their D to activate and be up in the play, and because of that, he's in a perfect position to take advantage of that chance.
So 4-4 the score at this point, but at 13:10 of the second period, the onslaught continued, and Mikael Granlund back in the lineup, already showing all kinds of value, provided some more. The Sharks are back the other way. Might take a nice bounce for Kostin. He's got it in the offensive end. Hands off to Granlund. Moves and shoots. Score! How sweet it is to have Mikael Granlund back in the lineup. Great settle there by Cleve Kostin. Spun off the check. Fed it for a breaking Granlund down the middle. And he beats Grubauer to put the Sharks in front 5-4 with 6:50 left in the second. That was a great goal by Granlund, his 10th of a season. Cleve Kostin, an assist along with Will Smith. That trio looked really solid together today. And that made the score 5-4 in favor of the Sharks. A minute later, Celebrini would get the stick to the puck and into the net. And Thrun fights for it now, and Zetterlund helps out by poking it off the boards. Eklund senses an opportunity. Granlund, Zetterlund pokes it free. Lead pass. Here comes Celebrini. He scores! Both Eklund and Zetterlund went over to the puck to flood the zone on the right side. They worked together, and Celebrini drove down the middle. What a rocket of a shot that was for Macklin Celebrini to put the Sharks in front 6-4. And SAP Center explodes in excitement on that play. Well, he can score too, not just make defensive plays, as we all know. Macklin Celebrini now has a three-game goal-scoring streak at age 18. Fabian Zetterlund got the assist, his second assist of the game. That was a nice play by Zetterlund, by the way.
It really was, along the boards and then the entry. And then what I really like about Macklin when he receives this puck is he doesn't stick handle it. He receives it and shoots it all in one motion through the triangle of the defender and doesn't shoot it up high. It's low blocker. An absolute wires it about 13, 14 inches off the ice. No chance for the goaltender, Philip Grubauer, as he absolutely rips it short side.
But one thing to be concerned about for tomorrow's rematch is that the Seattle Kraken scored two goals today in the last minute of periods. The first one was at 19:16 of the first period on the power play goal by Shane Wright, and then even strength at 19:43 of the second, Yanni Gourde's third from Evans and Tanev to make it a one-goal game again. But the Sharks had the lead 6-5, and that was critical. A 6-5 lead at the end of the second period, and they would build on that. And it turned out to be a big play for Ethan Cardwell, just recalled from the AHL. Let's see what Riker Evans can do. Tosses it up to the Sharks line. This is where Seattle, down 6-5 in the third with 12.5 to go, is going to start to take a chance. They almost got a great one there with Karche stealing it away from the Sharks, but it's poked back the other way. And here's Cardwell moving in, shooting it. He scores! First National Hockey League goal for Ethan Cardwell. After the defensive play by the Sharks, Cardwell rushes up the ice and wastes not a second in letting that shot go. It gets by Grubauer, and with 12:23 to go in the third, the Sharks have a 7-5 lead, and Ethan Cardwell has a moment to remember forever. He'll remember that forever indeed. His first ever NHL goal. Nico Sturm and Henry Thrun assisted at 7:37. Ethan Cardwell made it 7-5. And it came down to the final 5 minutes of the game. The completion of a Gordie Howe hat trick would occur here at the Shark Tank. We got a fight on the ice here. That's Borgen against Costin. Remember, Borgen went after Delandria in the earlier part of this game, and Costin, with a couple of hard punches, gets his man down. And that shouldn't be surprising, given the fact that Clean Costin is 232 pounds. Borgen, not exactly a small guy at 204, but that size differential, a big one, as they make their way to the penalty boxes. Okay, so the completion of a Gordie Howe hat trick for Clean Costin. One goal, one assist, and that fight in the third against Borgen. In the history of the San Jose Sharks, there now have been 21 instances in which a player got a Gordie Howe hat trick. The most recent one is November 11th, 2022, in Dallas, as Logan Couture got one against the Dallas Stars. And the last time it happened here at SAP Center, Barkley Goodrow got one in 2019 against the Edmonton Oilers, but it doesn't happen too often, and Clean Costin would get one here today. So with the score 7-5, Coach Dan Bylsma decided to pull goaltender Grubauer to get the extra attacker going. 5 minutes to play, though, a little early for Dan Bylsma to do it, but a lot of teams are doing it these days. It wouldn't work this time because of Jake Walman. McCann, good rush up the ice through center, across the line, little drop pass for Wright. He's got two goals tonight, but he can't get the shot away. Now it's fed all the way down toward the empty net. Score! Jake Walman, that's going to be his second goal of the game, and it came from the goal line all the way down on a clearing play, and the Sharks have an 8-5 lead. That's the final goal of the game. Wallman's second two-goal game of his career. This was his fourth of the season, unassisted. Sharks win it 8-5. San Jose outshot by the Seattle Kraken in this contest. Seattle with 31 shots and the Sharks with 27. Right now, in this game, Jake Wallman with a two-goal contest is our guest with my good friend Jamal Mayers.
Hey, Drake, heck of a game. Congratulations to you guys on your first goal. It looked like there was kind of a misplay. I believe it was Zetterlund trying to toe drag and get the shot off. It ends up on an absolute tee for you. Did your eyes just light up to be able to walk into that one?
Yeah, it's like walking into a nice steak dinner. We tell LRD to follow up the play, and that was just that. And in case anything bobbles out like that, or forwards make plays back to us, but always jumping in the rush, and yeah, that was sitting there pretty.
Did you know it was 98.9 miles an hour? I don't think I could shoot it past 80, so that's very impressive shot by you. Speak to, you have a couple. Granlund comes back into the lineup, and it felt like he had some really nice chemistry to Will Smith's game, who's more of a cerebral guy. He's not going to jump off the page in regard to his speed, and he's different than Macklin in a lot of ways. But he's more of a cerebral guy to be able to find those soft areas. Did you see that chemistry start to develop between those two?
Yeah, you could see it for sure. They complement each other really well, and Granny's a heck of a player, really smart player, and then Smitty, obviously, I think the last couple games you've seen finding ways to be successful in this league, and that's only going to grow. And he can move his feet too. He's a fast kid, thinks quick, and both those guys, they use their hockey sense together, and they connected tonight.
You can always tell to me how guys react when the young guy scores a big goal or his first goal, at what they think of the youngster. And I, you saw Ethan Cardwell score his first goal, and I look straight at the bench, and all of you guys over there were so happy for him and excited. Why are you guys excited for him as much as you were?
Yeah, it's awesome. Really excited for him. I got the opportunity to train with him in the summer too, and every day in the gym he comes in with a huge smile, brightens up the room. He's a heck of a player, works his tail off. Just really happy for him. I think he's showing why he deserves to be here, and I couldn't be more happy for him. I got so many nice things to say, but he's a worker, elevates everybody's game too around him. So just seeing that, I think everybody on the bench and everybody in the arena was really happy for him.
Well, congrats on a big win, and hopefully you guys can keep it rolling on this road trip.
Yeah, thanks, Jamal.
But San Jose gets on the winning track, onto the road. They are now 8-13-5 for 21 points, while the Seattle Kraken fall one game below 500 at 11-12-1. They have 23 points on the year. That's it for our Sharks Instant Replay. This has been a presentation of the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.